I'm Brian Clark. A major economic announcement coming today from President Biden. He'll unveil a massive increase in tariffs on Chinese manufactured items that includes electric vehicles. Those tariffs will quadruple. An administration official says this is to protect U.S. investments. ABC's Perry Russom has more from Washington.
Electric sales have struggled in the U.S. Tesla produced 46,000 more cars last year than they were able to sell and is now renting parking lots for unsold cars. Other U.S. automakers like Ford have scaled back production, citing slow demand.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken's in Ukraine. He said U.S. aid is on the way after the bipartisan package that passed Congress as Russia makes gains in its war. Michael Cohen continues testimony today at former President Trump's criminal hush money trial. And two people were killed in Louisiana in severe storms, including reported tornadoes. This is ABC News.
From the SSM Health News Center, this is Max News with Jim Finn.
Two lacrosse men were rescued Saturday night from the water near the docks at a bar restaurant in Chautauqua. According to a news release from the Barron County Sheriff's Department, the Barron County 911 Center received calls about two people in the water. A 58-year-old man from La Crosse was immediately located and pulled from the water with the help of people at the scene. He was treated at the scene and released. Crews located the second subject, a 63-year-old man, also from La Crosse, and pulled him from the water. Life-saving measures were given. He was flown to the hospital and is in critical condition. Baraboo residents will be returning to the UW to see the 4th of July holidays evening fireworks. UW-Platteville, Baraboo, Sauk County is hosting the event along with Baraboo Fireworks Incorporated. The Baraboo Sauk County Campus Commission approved the campus festivities on April 18th. The city and the Baraboo School District agreed to launch the fireworks in a large field north of Baraboo High School and west of Jack Young Middle Schools. Barabooms is being hosted away from the Sauk County Fairgrounds for the first time since it began 6 years ago. For Max FM News, I'm Jim Finn.
Max FM, Jim City Weather.
Partly cloudy today. We'll get to around 70 for a high this afternoon with wind out of the northeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, mostly clear, 42. Tomorrow, sunshine, 73 with scattered showers and thunderstorms likely tomorrow night into Thursday. Are you looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. Worthington, definitely worth a look. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 50.
99.7 Max FM.
You know, I was wondering, you know, if you could keep on, because the force, it's got a lot of power, and it makes me feel like that. You make me feel like that.
some hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. We hope your Tuesday is off to a great start. It's going to be another beautiful day. Lots of sunshine with a high right around 70. I'm Maddie Jones. Here's Katrina and the Waves.
And more. No
99.7 Max FM.
Yeah.
I want to dance with somebody who loves me. There is Whitney Houston. Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. We hope that your morning is off to a great start. Thank you so much for joining us. We do appreciate it. Now, if you're a fan of The Voice, there was some interesting news yesterday in NBC's new show announcements. They actually unveiled their entire schedule next year during what they call their upfront presentation. And this was one of the more interesting announcements. Snoop Dogg is joining season 26 of The Voice as a coach. Also getting his very own spinny chair for the very first time is going to be Michael Bublé. They're going to be joined by Gwen Stefani and Reba McEntire. Speaking of Reba, I'm very excited about this. She also has a new sitcom on the way called Happy's Place. There was also a lot of buzz around the trailer for a Peacock miniseries called Fight Night, The Million Dollar Heist, starring Kevin Hart and Taraji P. Henson. It's about an armed robbery that took place on the night of Muhammad Ali's comeback fight in 1970. Now, you can find more about what's coming up on NBC for the next year. But there's also a running list for all of the new shows from each of the new networks if you just do a little bit of a Google search. But some interesting stuff from NBC. Who doesn't want to see Snoop Dogg in the spinny chair? I'm very excited about that. Taking a look at your forecast right now. Partly cloudy, 70 for a high today. Mostly clear down to 42 tonight. Then some sun and 73 tomorrow. We do have a chance for some scattered showers and some thunderstorms tomorrow night into Thursday. Right now, it's 51.
Step into a world of charm and discovery at the Avoca Mercantile. Embrace the joys of spring. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Explore the extensive array of unique and budget-friendly finds, from exquisite crafts to delightful home decor and gifts for all occasions. With new arrivals daily, there's always a fresh surprise in store at the Avoca Mercantile. Support local artisans and treat yourself to a delightful shopping experience. They can't wait to welcome you.
Hey guys, I've devised a plan to find better home internet. Kids, you scout the web for the best deals. Honey, you monitor our projected data usage.
Or we could avoid that hassle and go with U.S. Cellular's home internet. There's no guesswork, and their internet's faster than ever.
New plan. Ellen, you sign up for U.S. Cellular home internet. Madison, you bring me snacks while I stream the game. Let's do this.
Bundle and save on U.S. Cellular's new and improved home internet. Just $34.99 when bundled with a wireless plan. U.S. Cellular, built for us.
Terms apply. See cellplus.com for details.
For 40 years, Habitat for Humanity of Wisconsin River Area has been dedicated to serving our community by helping local people in need. And this year, we are asking you to join us in our mission. This is John. Call me at 370-4985 for more information on how you can be part of our 40 for 40 volunteer challenge. It's a great way to meet new people, be a part of something big, and you might just have some fun too. See hfhwisconsinriver.org to be part of our 40th anniversary celebration.
Spilled your drink? Quick, the quicker picker-upper. Bounty picks up spills quicker. And each sheet is 2 times more absorbent, so you can use less than the leading ordinary brand. So, you can get back to your night. Bounty, the quicker picker-upper.
You're always on the run now. 80s, 90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM.
Special maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. We hope that you're having a great start to your Tuesday. Hey, we made it through our Monday, and we're just moving on with another work week. We'll put a positive spin on it wherever we can. This is something I want you to have on your calendar, the Sauk County Veterans Breakfast, which is coming up this Friday. That is May 17th. It's going to be held at the Baraboo High School from 6:30 until 8. This invites all military veterans and their families to the Sauk County Breakfast. You can enjoy a free free all-you-can-eat breakfast, followed by patriotic music, as well as a brief ceremony. They'll also have parking assistance available. If you do want more information, you can call 477-8621. Again, 477-8621. Coming up, a detailed look at your forecast. Looks like it's going to be beautiful over the next couple of days. Some sunshine, temperatures in the 70s. We're going to tell you more about that in just a moment. Plus, we'll have a look at sports here on Max FM.
Sauk County, it's time to stop settling for mediocre cell phone coverage. AT&T is now covering 96% of land in Wisconsin. That's right, 96%. That means great service everywhere. Whether on the family farm, that annual hunting trip, and even in the comfort of your own living room, AT&T has you covered. In fact, we're so confident it works, come to our Baraboo AT&T and take home a phone to try absolutely free. Great service like this is only available one place, and that's AT&T Baraboo. See you soon.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
Big deals.
1, 2, 3. Oh, hi, Jenny here. Just counting all the dollars I saved at my local Big Deals online store. What? You haven't saved yet? Get on it. You'll love the great selection of gift certificates at discount prices. They make great gifts, too. And you can shop right from your phone. Nothing satisfies like counting all those savings. Now let me get back to it. 6, 7, 8.
Find all the great deals online at maxfmbigdeals.com and start saving.
Brian Reynolds went 5 for 5 with a home run and a pair of doubles, and Mitch Keller threw 6 shutout innings as the Pirates grabbed their series opener against the Brewers 8-6 on Monday night. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Jack Suwinski and Yasmani Grandal added 2-run homers for the Pirates. Jake Bowers delivered his first career grand slam for the Brewers, but Milwaukee lost Rhys Hoskins in the second with a hamstring injury. He is undergoing an MRI today. The Lions have made quarterback Jared Goff the second highest paid quarterback in the league. ESPN reporting Goff was awarded a 4-year extension worth $212 million. NFL regular season schedule comes out on Wednesday night. Yesterday, the league announced that Super Bowl champion Kansas City will host Baltimore in the primetime season opener on September 5th at Arrowhead Stadium. Football Badgers September 14th matchup against Alabama at Camp Randall will kick off at 11 a.m. on Fox. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Partly cloudy today. We'll get to around 70 for a high this afternoon with wind out of the northeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, mostly clear, 42. Tomorrow, sunshine, 73 with scattered showers and thunderstorms likely tomorrow night into Thursday. Are you looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. Worthington, definitely worth a look. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 49.
99.7.
Let you go.
99.7 Max FM. Tonight, starting at 8 o'clock, Tony Lorino, Throwback Nation Radio, your chance to win concert or cash. We're talking a chance to see Janet Jackson live on stage or $500 in cash. You can only win, though, if you're listening to Throwback Nation Radio here on Max FM.
I never meant to call you when you borrow. Never meant to call you in pain. I'm the one who wants to have you laughing.
'90s and more.
99.7 Max FM.
Explore.
Jesse's Girl, maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more, 99.7 Max FM. Checking out your forecast now. Not bad today. Partly cloudy with a high near 70. Mostly clear down to 42 tonight. Then lots of sun and 73 tomorrow. We do have a chance for some scattered showers and thunderstorms tomorrow night into Thursday. Right now, it's 51. Coming up this morning on Max FM, the worst time to hit the road for your Memorial Day plans. It turns out it's probably the time you actually want to leave. So we'll discuss that this morning. Our most misunderstood sayings. We're also going to get into that this morning, and things that make a lot of us feel or look really, really old, thanks to a new Reddit thread. We'll make sure that we can stick with those Gen Zers and they don't want to call us boomers. Birthdays and anniversaries coming up this morning as well. If you're celebrating or know somebody who is, make sure you text us on the Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells text line, 355-9970. ABC News and local news right around 7 o'clock. Sports later this morning with Mike Ganger, plus all the music you need to start this Tuesday. It's all coming up on 99.7 Max FM. Right now, your community calendar brought to you by Community First Bank.
The home loan experts are at Community First Bank. Get great advice on how to improve your credit. Get pre-qualified so you know exactly what you can afford. And get matched to money saving first-time homebuyer programs. Quit paying rent, become a homeowner, and save money? Now that's a win-win-win. Experience the difference at Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com/homeloans. Member FDIC, equal housing lender. Loan subject to credit approval. Restrictions may apply.
Here's a look at some of the upcoming area events brought to you by Community First Bank. The Downtown Baraboo Farmers Market is back every Wednesday and Saturday from 8 a.m. until 12:30. Local growers, producers, and farmers will be on the square of Oak Street selling their items. The best way to stay up to date on all of the offerings is by going to the Baraboo Farmers Market Facebook page. Give them a like, and they'll post out the night before who'll be in attendance for the next day's market. Again, that's every Wednesday and Saturday, 8 a.m. until 12:30 from now until October. Reedsburg and Stock Prairie will both be having their official community-wide garage sales this weekend, starting Thursday the 16th, running through Saturday the 18th. For the Reedsburg sales, pick up a directory at the Chamber of Commerce. Stock Prairie has a PDF of all of the listings, and they also have a link for Google Maps. You can go to stockprairie.com to find all the details there. And the Reedsburg Library will be also hosting its book sale. That's going to get started on Thursday the 16th, running all the way through Sunday the 19th. Sales include community donations of hardcover, paperback books, DVDs, VHS tapes, audiobooks, and magazines. Funds raised will be used for new items for the library's collection and programming for all ages. Again, this is happening at the Reedsburg Public Library. They've got their book sale starting Thursday, running through Sunday.
Do you have a loved one in a nursing home? California mega millionaire Eric Hovde has some bad news for you. He doesn't think they have long to live. It's true. In a recent interview, Hovde said, if you're in a nursing home, you only have a 5-6 month life expectancy. Almost nobody in a nursing home is at a point to vote. That's shocking. But it gets worse. One of Hovde's companies is named a co-defendant in a wrongful death suit from an incident at a California senior living facility. He even referred to himself as an expert in the nursing home business. Yikes, that doesn't sound like the kind of expert we need. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him that Wisconsin seniors deserve to vote and get the care they deserve. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Incorporated.
Some people won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
80s, 90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM.
Thank you. a celebration to last throughout the years. So bring your good times and your laughter too. We gon' celebrate your party with you. Come on now.
Celebration.
Let's all celebrate and have a good time.
And more. 99.7 Max FM.